Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Gambling on Life radio broadcast. This is Nancy D. Adler, and we are broadcasting live 7 p.m. Eastern, just outside beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. My name is Nancy D. Adler, and I am your Gambling on Life growth coach. For those of you who have not tuned in previously, I specialize in relationship, addiction recovery, business, and spiritual growth coaching, and I assist winning individuals and groups to move forward rapidly to further success by realizing that all of you are loved, joyfully unique, and empowered to create the life of your dreams. The purpose of this show, I am also an author and publisher, recently published Gambling on Life Joy Journal. And the purpose of this show is to discuss the importance of journal writing. I truly believe that we all have the pearls of wisdom and the answers that we seek within ourselves. And as opposed to looking to other people, places, and things to receive the answers we seek and the answers that are and the changes that we may be looking to make in our lives. So that's how I begin each day, by writing in my joy journal. And I start with making a list of what I'm grateful for and also why. The why seems to add a special richness to it and really makes me realize how fortunate and blessed that I am, and, you know, getting in touch with the feelings of it. So today, for example, I wrote that I will always be grateful for my faith and my God that really sustains me. I am grateful for my recovery and healing from a former compulsion to gamble that I have. And it has been journal writing and self-discovery has really been very instrumental to my journey to life and to success. Today I have a very successful business doing what I love most, assisting others to help make changes in their lives. And that's, you know, that's really what it's all about, and helping people discover what they're passionate about, and if they would decide that they wanted to create a business around that, so much the better. What I'm offering today is for those viewers that listen in and or call in. We have a very special call-in number. And so the Joy Journal itself is just based on what we're grateful for. So please feel free. I encourage and welcome you to call in and share what you're grateful for and your experience with journal writing. The call-in number is 646-716-5931. Again, 646-716-5931. If you're unable to call in and you're viewing this at a later time, please send me an email. Let me know what you're grateful for. I would love to hear from you, and I am happy to send you out a complimentary copy of the Gambling on Life Joy Journal, with just the exception of the small shipping and handling charge. So with that, I see that we have a caller on the line who has called in. Hello, may I say who's calling, please?
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Welcome to Gambling on Life. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes. I love your topic today because it's something that I have done sporadically in my younger days. I did a little journaling, but then I would put it aside and selfishly be in my life as it was at that time. And it seems like I went through certain phases. And then if I was hurting, I would turn to my journaling. And now I turn to journaling as a grateful part of my life, because I have been in addiction myself, and I have I've been at the very bottom. And my life was very selfish and self-absorbed. I was living, I actually wasn't even living, the way I want to put it. And to go through the pain of an addiction and to come out on the other side and to be grateful that you had that addiction, because otherwise I probably wouldn't have started turning my life around. And to me, gratitude for what I have today is my best attitude. It just puts me in that positive state of mind. I have so much to be grateful for. In my past, it was a lot of material things I thought would make me happy, or other people. And I would constantly be disappointed because other people wouldn't live up to the expectations that I expected when I was not looking within my side, within myself to find the happiness and peace. I was looking for people, places, and things to do that for me. And so, of course, in my emptiness inside, I turned to addiction to fill that hole. And having gone through an addiction and losing everything and then becoming grateful for what I have today and living my life one day at a time, the rewards are just amazing. I have much better relationships with my family now, friends, and it's based on gratitude for them and thankfulness. And when you're in that state of mind, it returns to you threefold. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that, Sue. And first of all, I want to congratulate you in your recovery, and thank you for doing that for yourself. And I know you and I have spoken previously about, you know, the importance of journaling, whether you do it in a former journal or anywhere. And for me, I try to write from my head through my heart to the paper and not overthink it, if that works for you.
Yes, and I totally understand that.
And to be, I found and I'm with you there with the relationships that I have today. My coach asked me a very empowering question. She said, "What did you receive, Nancy, when you were healed from gambling?" And my answer was, "I received a relationship with myself and
Definitely.
My God."
And, yes.
And so once I was able to explore and be intimate with myself, if you will, it allowed me to care for myself so I could care for others.
Yes. And I have found that also, Nancy, that taking care of myself first, then I'm able to be a better person for others. And so if I count all my assets, I can definitely show a profit.
Absolutely.
Because they were there all along.
That's right. That's right. We just weren't necessarily able to receive it. And, you know, that's the miracle that we can today.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have.
And I'm in a state of mind. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just feel like if I'm not thankful for what I've got, then I'm not likely to be thankful for what I'm going to get. So I try to stay in the present and be thankful for, and most of my gratitude is for the little things in life, whether it's a call from one of my family members, just a beautiful sunrise, a good meal. I mean, these are things that, they just enlighten your soul. The beautiful scenery, the wind blowing. I mean, there's so much to be grateful for. It is not material things. It's the spirituality and the everyday living and being part of it instead of being so removed within an addiction that you can't feel at all.
Right, and you know what? Even for people that do not struggle with addiction, but just people that are bound by relationships or loneliness or depression or job loss, and you know the state of affairs in not just in this country but all over the world. And I think, you know, as Americans, I'm not making a political speech, but, you know, we are highly blessed and favored in this country. And even with that being said, it can be easy sometimes when I don't actually, there's something about writing it down, when I don't actually make myself aware in writing of how much I have and what I'm grateful for. It's easy to forget sometimes and kind of become complacent about it. And I agree with what you said about, you know, when we take care of ourselves first. I'll quote myself in the Joy Journal. I don't give too many instructions on how to journal because, after all, it is your journal. But one of the things I wrote was, wealth is created from the inside out, and that's where it starts.
That is so true. And when I put pen to paper, and usually I do my journaling in the evening, I kind of recap my day, it just flows because I have so much to be grateful for. And the very things that I used to take for granted are the very things that deserve my gratitude today.
That's interesting. Could you maybe expound on that a little bit, what you mean?
I think just like, again, my family that I have, my group of friends, before I used to take them so for granted, and I wasn't there for them in times when, I mean, I was there certain times if there was, you know, if they really needed me, but I mean, there was a lot that I could have expressed to them as being thankful for a lot of the, you know, the love and kindness they showed to me. And I would just take those relationships for granted, being in my selfish mode, that I was entitled. And that can come across as an ego thing, very egotistical thing. And so to be grateful and not expect anything in return, unconditional, just to unconditionally accept these people as they are, it's because I'm accepting myself now as I am. And, you know, all my character flaws I have and my character assets. I always used to dwell on the flaws so much that I didn't let my assets shine through. And I think when you learn to really love yourself, those assets shine through more. And that's a good thing to be able to write about also.
Absolutely. You know, and I at least for me, sometimes I used to be so hard on myself. I would say things to myself about myself that I wouldn't say to my best friend.
Yes, we are. Usually we are the hardest on ourselves. And so then that when I'm like that, then it's hard for me to receive love and kindness from other people because for some, going through the pain, I didn't think I deserved it. But again, that's getting back to loving yourself first, and we all deserve that love and kindness from others. And just giving back and unconditionally caring, and it just, it all comes back to us in ways that a lot of times aren't noticeable at first, but in time it is noticeable, if I'm making any sense at all.
You're making sense. Perfect sense to me. Perfect sense to me. You know, it's hard to love our neighbor when we don't love ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's taken me many, many years. I try not to look back anymore. I try to stay in the moment and not dwell on the past and just, think too much about the future, because if I'm just living my life in gratitude each day, then each day is a blessing. And, you know, I will rejoice in what comes the following day, because each day is a special day.
Any day that ends in a Y.
Yes, you're so right.
Well,
I would like to, if you don't mind, finish with a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Okay.
And it says, "For each new morning with its light, for rest and shelter of the night, for health and food, for love and friends, for everything thy goodness sends." To me, that sums it all up.
That's lovely. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me be part of your program.
I am grateful for you, and grateful and honored to be your friend and colleague, Sue.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome. I feel the same. Thanks for calling. I know we'll talk and see one another soon. And happy joy journaling.
Thank you. I intend to do that.
Okay.
And have more blessings and joys from it.
You are highly blessed and favored.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Sue. Have a great evening.
You too, Nancy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now. Again, if anyone else would like to call in and share their experiences and successes with Joy Journal Writing, please feel free to give a call at 646-716-5931. Again, 646-716-5931. Again, my name is Nancy D. Adler, and I am honored and privileged and grateful to have Gambling on Life radio show. I'm also an inspirational speaker. As I said, I am offering complimentary copies of the Gambling on Life Joy Journal. If you would be kind enough to send me an email at nancy@gamblingonlife.com, I am happy to send you a complimentary copy of Joy Journal. It will go out tomorrow. Again, nancy@gamblingonlife.com. My website, there are many complimentary resources and requests for coaching. At www.gamblingonlife.com. Again, www.gamblingonlife.com. And if you know of anyone that is struggling, perhaps just being stuck and bound by not, you know, necessarily addiction, but loneliness or job loss or spiritual growth, wanting to build a business, kind of stuck in their business and looking for a change, please ask them to visit my website and know that our coaching conversations and calls are completely confidential as well. Again, my website is www.gamblingonlife.com, and I am just thrilled, grateful, and honored to be able to have this radio show to just get the message out to the world that you are absolutely joyfully unique, loved, and empowered to create the life of your dreams. We will do our next broadcast next Wednesday, which is June 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Please tune in. We will have an exciting guest and further growth discussions at that time. I'd like to close this broadcast, as sometimes I do, by quoting Bill W., the co-founder of Alcoholics Anonymous, by saying, "God loves you, and so do I." So please keep coming back. It's my turn to give back. Please send me an email and let me know how may I assist you and help you move forward. And we will have another discussion here on Blog Talk Radio again June 24th, 7 p.m. Eastern. And you are joyfully unique. So tune in next week. Have a wonderful night, everybody. Bye for now.